Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Public Radio. Federal officials are trying to come up with a guide to determine where recreation and timber harvesting and other uses can occur on nearly 3 million acres of the newly combined Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forest. According to the Billings Gazette, the goal is to separate regulation by Montana State Parks and the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. The Montana State Parks and Recreation Board is asking Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Director Jeff Hagener to put together a committee to explore what to do with 16 state parks that have limits on them because they were purchased in part with federal dollars. The money came with strings attached, and it could jeopardize future funding. A bill that would make the American bison the national mammal is making its way through the U.S. Congress with rare bipartisan support. Amy Martin has more.
Bison once roamed across the continent with woolly mammoths and giant sloths. But while those and many other large mammals died off more than 10,000 years ago, bison persisted. Keith Awney of the Wildlife Conservation Society says that's just one reason why bison are the best candidate to become the country's first national mammal.
It's a long-standing survivor, and that's something we can all value, is resilience.
The Wildlife Conservation Society and the Intertribal Buffalo Council started the National Mammal Campaign 5 years ago. Now, a coalition of more than 60 groups is backing the bill. Irvin Carlson is the president of the Intertribal Buffalo Council. He says the bill honors the bison's history and provides symbolic support for its future.
I do believe that they do have a future here. They do belong here, and that's who we stand for, is them, and they stand for us.
Carlson is also the director of the Blackfeet Tribe's Buffalo Program, which is bringing more wild bison to tribal lands. Dubbed the National Bison Legacy Act, the bill was passed unanimously in the Senate. The House is set to vote this week. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Amy Martin.
Officials from the Wyoming Attorney General's office are holding a conference call today with officials in Montana to discuss a solution to an ongoing conflict over water rights along the Tongue River. The discussions were scheduled after the U.S. Supreme Court approved a recommendation by a special master finding Wyoming liable for taking Montana water in 2004 and 2006. The Sheridan Press reports the two sides must agree how those issues will be resolved and how long it will take. The amount of water involved is relatively small, but Montana wants guidelines that Wyoming must follow in the future when Montana calls for water to be released under provisions of the Yellowstone River Compact. That agreement regulates the administration of water rights on rivers in the Yellowstone River tributary. Montana regulators have approved a land deal that will help Milltown State Park in Missoula expand to the confluence of the Blackfoot and Clark Fork Rivers. The Missoulian reports that the State Parks Commission members on Thursday formally accepted Milltown Park officials' plan to acquire a 10-acre parcel that contains the best roads leading to the rivers, where the state has planned for 10 years to put a park. The Montana State Parks and Recreation Board is asking Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Director Jeff Hagener to put together a committee to explore what to do with 16 state parks that have limits on them because they were purchased in part with federal dollars. The money came with strings attached, and it could jeopardize future funding. The Missoula County Treasurer is assuring taxpayers their identities have not been compromised after about 1,180 people got tax notices along with the names and email addresses of the other people who had requested to be notified when their taxes were due. County Treasurer Tyler Gernant says it was a breach of trust and assured people there was no additional risk of a data breach. Officials from the Wyoming Attorney General's office are holding a conference call today with officials in Montana to discuss a solution to an ongoing conflict over water rights along the Tongue River. The discussions were scheduled after the U.S. Supreme Court approved a recommendation by a special master finding Wyoming liable for taking Montana water in 2004 and 2006. Thanks for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.